Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are learning Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, Sifim Gimel, and Dalet. We're going to talk about saying Chazaras Hashatz and a Tzibur where everybody knows how to daven, as well as what the congregation should do during Chazaras Hashatz. Says the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, Kahal Sheis Palalu V'chulam Mekim B'Tfila, Af Apichin Yerich Liach Tzibur V'chozer L'Ispala K'di L'Kaim Takanos Chachamim. If you have a congregation where everyone davened and everyone knows how to daven, nonetheless, there should be a Shliach Tzibur who goes and davens again, who does a Chazaras Hashatz in order to satisfy the institution of the Chachamim of Chazaras Hashatz. Says the Mishnah Bura in Yod Aleph, Af Apichin Yerich V'chulam, where the Mishnah Berurah talks about if you have 10 people who davened alone, not in a tzibur, and then they come together afterwards. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Yod Beis, Takanas Chachamim, Shekeshetiknu Chachamim Sheyachzor Shliach Tzibur Hatfila Lo Hitzrichu Lechapes Bechol Tfila Achar Kol Ish V'Ish Beveis HaKnesses Im Yesha Mi She'eno Baki Im Lav. When the Chachamim instituted that the Shliach Tzibur should do a Chazaras Hashatz, they did not require that during every Tfila we search for after every person and see whether there's someone who doesn't know how to daven or not. They established that there should always be a Chazar Sashatz, lest one time there be somebody in Shul who doesn't know how to daven, and that way the Shliach Tzibur will be able to satisfy that person's obligation to daven. The Rama comments in Siv Gimel, V'im yesh echidim bakal shema arichin b'tfilasan. If you have certain people in the shul who are taking a longer time, but they're shmona esrei, ein l'hashliach tzibur l'hamtin aleim, afilu hayu chashuvei ho'ir. The shliach tzibur need not wait for them, even if they were very important people in the town. V'cheinim haya minyan b'vis ha'kneses, ein l'hamtin al adam chashuv o'gadol she'adayin lo'ba. Likewise, if there's a minyan in shul, they don't have to wait to start davening until the significant person or the gadol comes along. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Yud Gimel, Chashuvei Ha'ir, Mipnei Torah Chatzibur. Why do we not wait for the important people in the city to finish their Shmona Esreis? Because it would be a Tircha de Tzibura. What's the minhag nowadays? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'achshav Noagu Shashliach Tzibur Mamtin Ad Sheyesayim Ho'av Bez Din Estfiloso. Nowadays, the minhag is that the Shliach Tzibur waits to begin Chazar Sashatz until the Av Bezdin, or nowadays the Rav, finishes his tefila. L'fisha rov ho'anoshim mispalolin b'mirutza. Most people daven too quickly. V'ha mispalol mila b'mila. Those who are davening word for word carefully, lo yuchal omer kedusha im atzibur. They're not going to be able to say kedusha with the tzibur if the shliach tzibur was going to begin chazar sashatz in accordance with the hamon ab. V'chein mamtinim kihem osin shalo kedin. Therefore, the shliach tzibur waits until the rav finishes his shmona esrei because the people who are davening too quickly, you're not davening properly. Lefikach im ein av bezdin beir. What if there's no av bezdin present? Hu hadin di amtinu al hamispalol mila b'mila. So then you should wait for the person who davens carefully, word for word. Avol kishemarich ein lahamtin alav. However, if he's really prolonging his shmona esrei, then you don't have to wait for him. Uchemosha amru al Rabbi Akiva, just as they said about Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in Brachos, kishahayim mispalol im hatzibur hayam mekatzer va'olav. When Rabbi Akiva used to daven together with the congregation, so he would shorten his Shmona Esrei and then would come for Kedusha. If someone is indeed of prolonging his Shmona Esrei, he has many requests to make, and he's worried that people are going to mock him. He can actually take steps back in the middle of his Shmona Esrei, when the Shliach Tzibur begins Chazar Sashatz, afa pisha adayin lo gomar tfiloso, even though he didn't yet finish his tefila. The Yachzor, the Mekomo, the Yigmor, and then at Kedusha, he goes back to his original place, and he finishes his Shmona Esrei. Uvechol zeh, this is all true, im kavanos l'shem shamayim b'zeh shapir dami. If his kavana is really l'shem shamayim, so then it would that practice would be okay. A couple of comments over here. Can a tzibur come together and kind of vote? You know, can they decide that they don't want to follow the minhag to wait for the rav? So Rabbi Akiva Iger in footnote 20 says, Chas v'shalom to veer from our minhagim that we wait for the rav. However, we've said earlier that if the rav is taking a longer time in Ishmona Esrei and he doesn't want the tzibur to wait for him, he can actually motion in the middle of Ishmona Esrei for the tzibur to begin without him. How long should the shliach tzibur take for his personal Shmona Esrei? So fascinatingly, there's a tshuva one of the early Rishonim of the Rimi Gash in Simen Kuf Pei is quoted in footnote 22, that the Shliach Tzibur should not take so long such that there would be a Tircha de Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur should be mindful of the need for the Tzibur to continue in davening. Why is it that if a person is taking a long time, that he could, and he's afraid of other people mocking him, that if he wants to, he could take his steps back, even though he's in the middle of the Shmona Esrei? The Sefer Chassidim explains that this is because we're concerned for his kavana, and we're worried that if people are going to mock him, or if he feels that people are going to mock him, he's not going to focus properly on his Shmona Esrei. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Seif Yodalit, Im Haya Minyan Vichulei, Rotza Lomar, Afilu Al Yadei Zed Loi Avors Man Kriyashma Utfila. So what the Ramah says, that when you have a minyan, you don't have to wait for the Chashuvei Ha'ir or for the Gadol to come along in order to start davening. So that means even when we're not afraid that Zman Kriyash Maritvila is going to pass, the Lavachi Afilu B'Yechidi Tzarech L'Espala Kadesh Lo Yavar Azman. If we were up against the clock, if the Zman Tfila was about to pass, so even somebody B'Yechidus would have to daven right away. Because the most important thing is to get the tefillah in during this month. Tezvav, Ein Lahamtin V'chulei, Shekivan Sheyesh Asara, Yeshno Sham HaShchina, Ve'ami Yamtinu Ot. Once you have 10 people, you don't need the Gadol in order to have the Shechina. The Shechina comes on account of the 10 people. So why are they waiting for anybody else? U'chehayom Nispashit HaMinog Lahamtin Al Avbezdin. Nowadays, the Minog has spread that we wait for the Rav to come to Shul or for the Avbezdin. V'nira Hata Mishum De HaMinog HaYom Ba'ari Yisrael Likboa Imo Avbezdin B'yachad Is Lilmod Acher HaTfilah. Why do we wait for the Avbezdin or the Rav to come in order to daven? Because nowadays the Minog is, says the Chofetz Chaim, is to have a little seder, a little time to learn together with the Av Bezdin after they finish davening. If they're going to daven right away after a minion gets together, then everybody's going to leave and going to go home right after davening. And then what will be caused is a bittul Torah. Because the Av Bezdin won't be around to gather everybody together to learn together. Ukvius limud shla'achar hatfila hu inyan gadol. Learning right after davening is a very, very great matter. Uchdi'isa b'tur shulchan aruch le'kamon simen kufnun hei ayin shom. We'll get to that in simen kufnun hei bez tzashem. Umikol makom lo ya'achru zman kriyashma utfila b'shvil zah. They certainly should not delay the zman kriyashma utfila in order for the Av Bezdin, for the Rav, to come to shul. Kosov ho'li araba, a little musar for the Rav. Yashlo leharav lahakdim atzmo lo. That the Rav should make sure to come to shul on time, to come to shul with enough time that the tzibur would not have to wait for him in order to start davening. Nowadays that we have so much prior to Shmona Esrei, you have Pesukei Dezimra, yet so this is not so lemaisa, because usually the Rav is not coming right at Chazaras Hashatz, but right at Shmona Esrei. But nonetheless, an interesting sif. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Dalet Seif Dalet Kish Shliach Tzibur Chozer Hatfila. When the Shliach Tzibur does Chazar Sashatz, HaKohol Yesh Lohem Lishtok Ulechavin Labrachos Shemivarech HaChazon V'lanos Amin. The Tzibur should be quiet and should be listening to the brachos that the Chazan says and should be responding with an Amin. V'im Ein Tisha Mechavnim Lebrachosav, if there are not 9 people who are paying attention to the brachos, Karov Lihios Berchosav Levatala. So then we're running the risk of the brachos being a bracha levatala. Lachin kol adam yase atzmo ki ilu ein tish azulaso vichavin the birkas achazon. Therefore, everybody should consider himself as if there are not 9 people listening and he is needed, and he should listen to the bracha of the chazon. Says the Mishnah Brun in Tes Zayin, Yash Lahem Lishtok, Hainu, Lo Mibaya Sha'asr Lomar Im HaShliach Tzibur Kol HaBracha Dahav HaBracha Levatala. Certainly, the Tzibur is not allowed to say all of the words of the Bracha together with the Tzibur, with the Shliach Tzibur, because that would be a Bracha Levatala. They already daven themselves. Afilu Leminkat Imo Izat Hivos Me Emtsa'o. But even to say some of the words in the middle of the Brachos together with the Shliach Tzibur, Gamkein Ein Nachon, it's not proper. Rather, they should just be quiet and listen. The Yash Lachosh Mishum Shigra Delim. We have to be concerned that because of the habit of his speech, he's going to end up saying the bracha, and then it'll be a bracha levatala. Kol Shekin, those who raise their voice and sing along together with the Shliach Tzibor, it appears haughty, v'yash ligur bohem, we should, you know, they should be critiqued. The Hava Kekalos Rosh, this is a lightheaded type of behavior. The Indian Isor Sichas Chulin, Kosov B'Siv Zayin, we're going to talk about Siv Zayin, about speaking mundane matters during Chazaras HaShatz. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Yud Zayin, Ulechavin, that they should pay attention. Oh, before we get to that, are there any exceptions where people can say the words along with the chazan? So on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shari Tshuva, quoted in footnote 24, says that some do have the practice to say some of the words along with the chazan in the middle of the bracha, but they should be sure not to raise their voice and also should not say the conclusion of the brachos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Zayin, Ulechavin. Alkein Yashli Zahir, Milomar Tachanunim O Lilmod Be'ez Chazar Sashatz. Because the Tzibor should be listening to all of the brachos, therefore they should not be saying their own prayers, and they also should not be learning during Chazaras HaShatz. Even if they pay careful attention to the end of the bracha and they say Amin, should lo tia Amin yisoma, such that they guard themselves against saying an orphaned Amin, meaning that they actually listen to the bracha, kmo sheyizbar, gamkein lo yafeh him osim. Nonetheless, it is not they're not doing properly. Why? She'im halom dim yifnu lelimuda. If the people who are learning are going to learn during Chazaras HaShatz, those who are less knowledgeable are going to learn from their, from the way that they're acting. They're not going to listen to the Shliach Tzibur, just like the people learning are not listening to the Shliach Tzibur. And then what's going to happen? The people who are less knowledgeable and not learning are going to engage in idle talk. And those who are learning are going to end up causing harm to the rest of the Tzibur. A couple of ha'aros over here. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is very machmir about this. He says in footnote 28 that if one learns Shnai Mikra v'Echa Targum during Chazaras HaShatz, it's Karov Hadavar that he's not Yotze. Does this all apply if you finished your tefillah after the Shliach Tzibur began Chazaras HaShatz, right? So you took a longer time. The Shliach Tzibur is already in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, and then you finish. Reb Shlomo Zalman in footnote 26 says that it is still best to listen to Chazaras HaShatz because you're still tasked with listening and you still have the mitzvah of being mechavin. What about thinking in Divrei Torah? Not saying the Divrei Torah, but just thinking it. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in 27 says that that would be mutter. However, he thinks that it's best not to, because one should really be trying to be mechavin to the Chazaras HaShatz. Writing Divrei Torah during Chazaras HaShatz would not be okay, according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. But what if one didn't daven in the minyan where he is, right? You already davened, and then you come in for Chazaras HaShatz. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadi, Sif Nun Ches, says that in that case, you would be perfectly permitted to learn during Chazaras HaShatz. The Rama here comments as follows. Yesh omim shekol ha'am yamdu keshechozer hashliach tzibur hatfila. There are those who say that the entire congregation should stand during Chazaras HaShatz. So the Mishnah Berurah here comments. We are up to... hold on, do we skip over here? We have to... No. What are we up to over here? Yunches? No, but that's before the Ramah. Okay, so before we get to the Ramah, Kilu ain't Tisha v'chulei, you should listen to Chazaras HaShatz and perceive yourself as if there aren't nine other people who are listening. Al kein yira lechatchila lechavin l'shmoa kol habracha v'lo sof habracha belvad. Therefore, you should try to listen to the entirety of the bracha, not only the end of the bracha. Yotes v'yechavin, you should pay attention. V'ha'olam noagin letzayif l'minyin u'leispal Chazaras HaShatz afilu mi sheyodin bo shemisiach ve'ino shomea Chazaras HaShatz karo'oy. The minog is to count towards the minyan for Chazaras HaShatz, even those who we know are not really paying such careful attention and unfortunately are talking instead. V'nir Ali, says the Mishnah Berurah, in that case, the B'chagon Zeh told the Hisnahi Kemosha Kosav B'sefer Shulchan Shlomo, She'yasna HaShatz Beino Levein Atzmo B'Chazaras HaTfila, if the Shliach Tzibur knows that he is in a congregation where people are not really listening, he should make a stipulation to himself before the Chazaras HaShatz, She'im Lo Yanu Tisha Amin Achara V'chavnu, that if nine people are not responding Amin to his brachos and are not listening, he should make a stipulation that Chazaras HaShatz should be like a Toras Nedava, right? So if the people are listening, then amazing. So then it's actually a Chazaras HaShatz. And if they're not listening, it should be a Nedava. Okay, we said before that according to the Ramah, The practice is to stand during Chazar Sashatz, Yamdu. Why? Ta'amam in Sif Chaf in the Mishnah Bura. Kivon shemechavnim v'shomim v'shliach tzibur, since they are listening and paying attention to the shliach tzibur, v'shomea ka'one, they have the status of people of shomea ka'one, where you're listening, it's as if you're davening. U'chi'ilu mispaladim ba'atzmam damyo. So therefore, it's as if they're davening themselves. And just as when you're davening yourself, you have to stand, so too, when you're doing shomea ka'one during Chazar Sashatz, you have to stand. V'chein oya minag ha'kadmonim. That was the minag of old. V'achshav avonosenu harabim. Nowadays, unfortunately, kol echad osa kifi daito, everybody's doing whatever they want. Umehem yoshvim umesichim, some people are sitting down and talking, unfortunately. Uvisoch arba amos lashatz, the chulei alma osir midina leishev be'ez chazar sashatz. Within the four amos of the shliach tzibor, everybody agrees that me'ikar hadin, fundamentally, one is not allowed to sit down in the middle of chazar sashatz. You're allowed to lean on a shtender, so Shulchan Shlomo, footnote 31, says that that would be okay as long as when you take away the shtender, you wouldn't fall, so because if you were doing so, that type of smicha, that type of leaning would be considered more like sitting. But if you're just using the shtender, if it were taken away, you wouldn't fall down, so then that would be totally okay. Okay, so chizuk for us in terms of our paying attention to Chazar Sashatz. Tomorrow, Besitz Hashem, we will continue with Simin Kuf Chav Dalet, Sifim Hey, and Vav. Have a wonderful day.